This is Dan.
And Charlie.
With your 10 AM Zedlines. In local news, the Gold Coast Council has received over 5,000 submissions from enraged locals about the development of Borrell's Reedy Creek Quarry as potential pathways open to resolve the controversial site. Opposition to the quarry has only grown larger over the last few months, with many criticising the council and state government over the cost, size and environmental factors. Due to the outpour of judgment in recent years, the quarry has been reduced by 20%, output has decreased by 40% to limit machinery, and 26% less material to be dug, but many still say it is not enough. State governments on both sides have refused to remove the site from being a key resource area, which therefore validates ambitious quarry operators to want to expand their operations. Although many believe that the removal of the key resource area will, quote, make no difference, one of the three potential pathways moving forward is to remove the KRA by the state government, ending hopes of a quarry on that site. And in more local news, Queensland Police will soon have extra powers to prosecute animal welfare offences freely, whereas before they had to seek permission from the Department of Primary Industries. The change comes amidst a report found that animal cruelty prosecutions by RSPCA Queensland had plummeted over the last few years, which legal experts say the permission from the DPI has directly affected. In some circumstances, it took police and the RSPCA a year to lay charges on a health worker who attacked a puppy.
In national news, the bones of prehistoric animals, dinosaurs and other wildlife have been discovered in rocks off the Gippsland coastline by the Dinosaur Dreaming Volunteer Group in midway through a three-week-long fossil dig at the Flat Rock site. Currently, more than 60 bones have been uncovered at the base coast site, about 2 hours southeast of Melbourne. The location wasn't picked randomly, however, with Chief Fossil Preparator and Dig Coordinator Leslie Cool explaining that last year we went back for 3 weeks and pulled out over 300 bones. She goes on to further state that the bones were part of a myriad of fossils done up by volunteers, representing a variety of different animals, like small dinosaurs, turtles, and fish, as well as some they have not been able to identify. Monash University researcher Jake Kotevsky says that the fossils often came from the Upper Stratigraphy group, believed to be about 118 to 121.4 million years old. In more national news, following the recently released Closing the Gap report, outlining that only 4 of the 19 targets to complete goals are on track. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has also been criticised by the Uluru Dialogue co-chairs, Auntie Pat Anderson and Professor Megan Davis, for how he discussed not talking about the failure of the report. The Uluru Dialogue co-chairs stated that they've been economically marginalised and politically disempowered and shouldn't be admonished for describing what they live each day. Anderson and Professor Davis argued that the devolvement from the Commonwealth, directing positive and meaningful change to states and territories, has led to systematic failure to communities across all states and territories. Thursday's glossy brochure heralding what amounts to zero structural change offers cold comfort to communities struggling to survive, to pay rent, to read and write, to put food on the table, to keep lights on and stay safe. In some Northern Territory communities, even reliable electricity remains absent. That is a national disgrace. In national news, Kim Jong-un, the supreme leader of North Korea, has announced that his daughter will be his successor in leadership and a fourth of the Kim dynasty to lead the country. His daughter, Kim Ju-ae, whose name has only ever been leaked by Dennis Rodman in 2013, is supposedly the only daughter of Jong-un and his wife Ri Sol-ju, and is estimated to be currently 13 years old. Not much else is publicly known about her outside of state media appearances, beginning in 2022. South Korean intelligence agencies suggest that Ju-ae has begun to provide policy input as is considered a de facto second leader.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is stormy and rainy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. With no fire danger rating, the UV index is 10 predicted to reach 13.7, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.